Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with my guest, who's actually all the way away in Mexico and is joining us over Zoom. Thank you so much for being here, Haley Armstrong.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Haley Armstrong is the Program Manager for Financial Wellness for Spruce Root. And so we're here to talk about an interesting topic of financial wellness. There's actually a workshop coming up that you'll be leading. So we'll start there. You're going to be leading a financial wellness workshop. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
Yeah, Spruce Root offers virtual financial wellness workshops about quarterly. So we have one coming up June 23rd and 24th. That'll be 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. virtually, Monday and Tuesday. And we really talk about taking a holistic approach to finances. We really believe it is a practice and is something that anyone, kind of regardless of where you are in life, can work on. We'll talk about our money mindsets, some different tools for financial management, strategies for sticking to a budget or a spending plan, financial goal setting, and credit and debt.
Okay, great. So you said this is 2 days, and this next one is June 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it is virtual. So I'm wondering if you can give us a little bit of a taste of what a virtual workshop will look like that is, you know, people on Zoom potentially or some sort of platform on in front of their computers, but it isn't just necessarily you lecturing them. What exactly happens over the course of the 4 hours each day?
Yeah, we try to make our workshops as interactive as possible. We totally understand that 4 hours in front of a screen is not great for everyone. And so we break it up throughout the day with some different breakout rooms. We really like to bring Southeast Alaskans together to connect. We found that there's a lot of similar challenges with personal finances among Southeast Alaskans, you know, whether it is high cost of groceries, high cost of housing, seasonal incomes. There's definitely a lot of similarities for folks throughout the region. So we like to use breakout rooms to let people connect. And then we also have some different reflective activities. So you'll have time kind of on your own to work through some things to try to break up those 4 hours.
And you'll talk about the tools of financial management. You'll go over things like budgeting and debt and credit, but also things that maybe seem like not necessarily relevant to your kind of average person, which is like wealth building. So I did want to talk a little bit about, because this is for everyone, I wanted to talk about a couple of those things just to give people a sense of what some of these topics are and why they're for everyone. And I think wealth building might be a good place to start, because I think a lot of us might think of that as something that's for other sorts of people. So tell us about wealth building and how you'll examine that.
Yeah, there can be a lot of misunderstandings around wealth. We really believe that wealth is not just a certain thing or a certain income level, but you get to determine what wealth is for you and what that would look like for you. And through that, we help you work on developing different tools, you know, goal setting, whether it comes to creating a spending plan, or there's, you know, very particular tools, maybe like opening up an individual retirement account or something like that, that would align with your goals. We discuss a lot of those topics, and, you know, it does not have to be something that wealth is not something that's only attainable if you are, you know, earning a large income. Really, you can start with any dollar amount. And we also believe that maybe wealth doesn't look like a certain dollar amount for you either. It's really going to be up to what you determine is wealth.
The other thing I want to talk about is credit. That can be a mysterious thing, especially when you're a younger person and just kind of entering your life as someone making money. Tell us about credit. And then you also have an opportunity for people who participate in this workshop to kind of, yeah, work with a credit card. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we have a Tongass Federal Credit Union secure credit card that is an option for folks that complete the financial wellness workshop. So we do that in partnership with Tongass Federal Credit Union. And how that works is It's a $500 secure card, which typically, if you were to apply for that card through TFCU, you would have to come up with the $500 to put up for that secure card. You would have the card open for 6 months, you'll make regular charges and payments, and you would see your credit score increasing over those 6 months. And this is because they are reporting regularly to credit bureaus, which in the workshop we talk about the three major credit bureau reports and how to check your credit score, what your credit score is, a lot of those topics. But for this workshop, if you complete the course, yes, Spruce Root will put up the $500 for you. And then after that 6 months, there's an option for additional, credit building services and or different cards through Tongass Federal Credit Union, different credit products.
Okay, great. I actually want to talk about one more topic having to do with finances, and that is the budget. And I want to talk about that because that's something that's like a lot of folks might create a budget for themselves and then find that they fail at it or they don't make it. And so you do talk about budgets and maybe you approach it a little bit differently. And I'd like to hear a little bit about the framing, you bring to the discussion of budgeting.
Yeah, with a budget, or I like to call them spending plans, just because I think there is a lot of fear or just uncomfortableness with the word budget. But we really believe in creating a spending plan that is empowering. We don't want it to feel restrictive. I think a lot of folks, when they approach budgeting, take the approach of knowing how much they're earning, what some of their major expenses or needs are, and really focusing on putting money towards those things. But what our approach does is we look at your historical spending patterns, and really plan for where your money has been being spent, where it's going. And we do take time and we provide some different tools for you to assess your spending and see what areas maybe are a little high and there could be some adjustments made there. But really focusing also on what your financial goals are and how you're going to be able to reach those goals by contributing, a certain amount of money regularly to reach those financial goals.
Okay, great. Well, we've chatted about what this workshop will all entail and some of the topics you'll be covering and when it is. I want to talk just a little bit more about who it's for. So who should sign up for this, and then we'll get into how they can sign up.
Yeah, we've had folks, many different ages, places in life. We really say it's for anyone that's on their financial wellness journey. We do believe this is a journey and that everyone, no matter, regardless of where you are in life, can practice and improve their financial wellness. We've had folks who are in that retirement stage of life and facing some, different challenges or just different needs going into retirement or in retirement. We also have had folks that are quite a bit younger, in that like college age. This is a great workshop. I wish I would have had something like that when I was approaching college. So really anywhere you are at, if you've maybe struggled to stick to a budget or you've seen all these things, on the internet, there's lots of information around how to budget. But it's just never really worked for you. This is a great workshop. I was one of those people. Sticking to like a traditional budget just didn't work for me. So we do provide some other tools for really creating that spending plan and finding a way that will work for you.
Great. So anyone essentially 18 and older should sign up for this. And how do they sign up? What are the couple of ways they can do that?
Yeah, so the first way is if you go to sprucerootorg. That'll take you to Spruce Root's homepage. From there is a banner, and you can click on the banner. It'll say Financial Wellness Workshop. You could also go to sprucerootorg/financial wellness, and that'll take you to the Financial Wellness page, and there'll be a register button right there. But if you're having any trouble navigating the website or finding it there, please email grow@spruceroot.org. That's grow@spruceroot.org. And we can reach out to you with any assistance.
Okay. And so GRO, not with the W, just GRO.
GROW.
Okay,
Wow,
great.
sorry.
No, that's fine. Just wanted to make sure that we got the right email address out there. So GROW@spruceroot.org. And there is a $25 fee to register. However, if you send an email explaining that you need that waived, that's an option. Just tell us a little bit about that. Did I get that right?
Yes, that is correct. We do have a $25 fee on there, but there's a fee waiver for anyone that reaches out and would like the fee waiver. We do ask that you just send us an email, and when you're registering, that is also very clear. It'll have the email to send that fee waiver, but you can start the registration process without paying the fee.
Okay, great. And I imagine if people have questions as they're coming into this, they can just also email grow@spruceroot.org.
Yes.
Okay.
GROW at spruceroot.org.
That's right. Okay. Well, wonderful. I've been speaking with Haley Armstrong. She is the program manager for financial wellness for Spruce Root. Thank you for calling in, Haley, all the way from Mexico.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.